This newsletter was published on the 12th of April. The prompt is read by me, Nikita David, and the reply was written by Madison Griffiths and is read by Ruby Hall. Dilemma. How do I get my friends to understand I'm not as hot as them? Before I start, I need to explain that I'm not ugly. I have what most people would call a striking face, i.e. strong features, and I'm a big girl. I'm almost 6 foot. I was a C-cup before I got to high school, and I have hips that have become more and more childbearing over the years. Now, I sit somewhere between a size 16 and 20. I know there are plenty of people in the world who think I'm nice looking, and personally, most of the time, I like my face and body, but there's one time that I don't. I have two best friends who are amazing, kind and supportive, and also just happen to be outstandingly attractive. They're both very different in terms of their looks, but nonetheless, they're the kind of girls that get asked out and flirted with, even if we pop out for a quick dinner. That doesn't happen to me. It's not a great feeling. I can't tell you the number of times I've watched as men's eyes have slid over me to look at them, or when men have considered me cute before seeing my friends, deciding they'd rather spend time and money on them. I could deal with this, though, if they believe me when I tried to tell them. One of them is in a serious relationship, and one has men pretty much constantly interested in them. When I mention that things are harder out here for fat women, or that we're treated differently in public, they tell me I should work on my self-esteem, which is ironic, because I really like who I am. I have issues, but that ain't one of them. They're convinced that I'm single because I don't approach people at bars or that I'm not putting myself out there enough. Anything but admitting that they may be experiencing pretty privilege, a privilege that I just don't have. Because while I'm beautiful, I'm not beautiful by society's narrow standards. Every time I try to communicate that I'm single for a multitude of reasons, they say things like, "You just have to go out and meet men in person," as if I'm not already out and about regularly at a variety of places and events. Or, "Maybe you should just approach men," as if I don't. It's just that they're used to approaching men who are interested, whereas when I do it, they're not keen. They use the few times I've been flirted with as some kind of holy grail as to why I'm wrong, and repeatedly give me the same few examples, completely invalidating my lived experiences. They recognize the theory that thin and pretty privilege is a thing, and one of them, who is now a size 8, even recognized how she was treated differently when she was a size 12. Somehow, when it comes to me, that consideration just stops. I think they're either trying to be supportive in affirming my hotness, or they genuinely can't see that I'm not as hot as they are. Actually, I think one is the former and the other is the latter. But every time I've tried to communicate this to them openly and honestly, they've shut me down. I'd like to avoid the conversation altogether, but they constantly want to talk about men and dating or who we're going to flirt or hook up with when we go out. Before I catch up with them or, heaven forbid, get a drink with them at a bar, I get really stressed knowing that it's going to come up, that I'll have to go through it all over again and have my experiences brushed off. Do I just accept that these friends can't be a part of my dating life and put a wall up? Or do I keep pushing through and trying to make them understand? I know they want me to be honest and vulnerable with them, but whenever I do, it seems to backfire when they tell me I'm essentially lying about my experiences, which is frankly a little insulting. In every other way, they're amazing friends. I don't know what to do because I don't want to lose them, but I can't keep feeling this crappy every time I come out of an interaction with them.
Sweet reader, a few years ago, while playing a conversation starter game with my housemates, a card was pulled from the pack. It read, "I sometimes feel like the least attractive person in the room," and each of us was encouraged to answer it. I held it in my hands and considered whether I had ever genuinely felt like that. The answer was simple. No, I hadn't. Given I've always been relatively petite, somewhere between a size 6 to 10 throughout my adult life, I have been able to indulge in the unfair, unearned proximity to conventional attractiveness that thinness offers. I don't need to explain that to you. You understand it intimately and have done a superb job of communicating your deep frustration when people aren't able to acknowledge this privilege. And yes, it is a privilege. The thing about any sort of privilege, particularly pretty or thin privilege, is that for those that have it, it can be difficult to imagine operating in the world any other way. You've described an incredibly frustrating situation in which you've generously offered up a rich, honest lens to your friends, an explanation of society's wounds and how it impacts fat women in the dating economy. And instead of sitting with your truth, they have done what well-meaning but naive loved ones often do, handballed your frustrations back to you, insisting that you fix it with a bit of confidence, a kick up the ass, and a good attitude. If only it was that simple. You aren't asking for much, reader. What you are eager to communicate is simple, that sometimes no amount of confidence or boldness will rectify the fat phobia that pervades the world around us. Instead of meeting you in the middle, hearing you out, taking on your lived experiences and sitting with them, I fear your friends have gone into fix-it mode, referencing an outdated, inaccurate, and deeply one-sided handbook. What would it cost them to admit that we live in a world where thin bodies are lauded, conventional attractiveness is glorified, and the playing field is hardly level for those dating in a body that isn't copied and pasted from any old conventional bikini catalogue? If I were you, I'd relegate this friendship to coffee dates and park strolls until they take your feelings seriously. I'm concerned they've patronised your experience with some shabby throwbacks to once-upon-a-time flirtations, as if that fixes the fact that in just under 2 decades, the prevalence of disordered eating has nearly doubled worldwide, and our perception of beauty is, although being challenged, narrow, unforgiving, and strict. You've identified a deep, unrelenting problem in society, and you've offered your insights to your loved ones with kindness, patience, and assertiveness. But as you've come to learn, you can lead a skinny girl to the big, vast lake of fat phobia that each of us wade through, but you cannot make her drink. It's up to them to peer into the looking glass, see their reflection looking back at them, and ask themselves some tough questions about how best to love and support somebody whose lived experiences differ from their own. You deserve that.
Hello guys, Mish here. I am the co-founder of Shameless Media. Thank you so much for giving us your ears and your mind and your time. We're so grateful. If you enjoy the stuff that we produce, may I recommend our brand new podcast, Stylish, if you want to say it quickly, Style-ish, if you want to take the long way through. It is our podcast for all things fashion, brand, business, and beauty. If that is in your wheelhouse, if you care about style content, you will love this show. It is, of course, more than just a show as well. It is a newsletter. It is an Instagram feed. It is a TikTok account. There is so much good stuff going out on Stylish every single day, starting now. So in your favorite app, search for Style-ish. Give it a listen, give it a follow. We are an independent media company and we would be so, so grateful for all your support. That's all for me, guys. Check out Stylish and have a good one.